Hello and welcome to episode 129 of Sprinkin' Sinky Combat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you-ish some reviews from the theater. Again, Hammer went without me. I don't really care.
Yeah, you didn't want to really care to see either of them anyways.
Some nerd news, and of course we're going to bring you the nerd question. I almost said topic of the week, and then I was like, no. It's another show.
And also episode 5? Or, yeah, episode 4. Review of True Detective.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 4.
It was 5.
It's 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just watched 4.
Yes, right, because 4 was the bang, bang, bang.
Right.
Very, very, you know, non-spoilerish. Things go bang.
Well, I mean, whatever. All right, so before we get into the nerd news, Hammer is going to bring you his review of both Spectre and Sicario.
Yes. Got to go see Sicario, and I will give it a really quick review. I liked it. I actually think it was worth seeing in the theaters just because of the oppressive tones. It's depressing about how fucked up this world is if you're ever trying to think about the idea of the cartels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And I personally would nominate this movie as a great idea for a True Detective season. Because for the first half of it, you have no idea what the fuck is going on. And then a big reveal happens. And then you're like, oh, I get what's going on. Let's see this through. And it totally has a bunch of characters, bunch of shit going on and everything. And it's got that down-and-out detective, essentially, getting into, like, which was Emily Blunt's character getting pulled into this whole thing with her partner and stuff. And it's fucked up. Well done. Benicio del Toro, dude, he's a badass. Also, really fucked up. But yeah, I recommend going and seeing that one in the theaters. If you don't, you're not going to miss out. But I would say there is an added... As we talk with me and TK, we're talking, I know we've talked about this before as well, is that when you see something in the theaters that maybe the theater adds something to it, I would say this one does. Like, the sound, everything like that, the oppressive atmosphere, the big screen really helps it.
Okay.
The other one I went and saw Spectre with a group of friends as well. I know you didn't really care to see it. No. I don't think you're a big Bond fan.
No, I haven't seen Bond since GoldenEye.
Really? Did you not even see Casino Royale?
I haven't seen Bond since GoldenEye.
Damn. So, quick way to review it is, if you look at the 4 Daniel Craig ones, I still like Casino Royale. Quantum is easily the worst out of those. Skyfall's next up there. And this one, if you liked Skyfall, which a lot of people didn't, this is essentially Skyfall.
See, I thought a lot of people did like Skyfall.
I think there was a popular majority of people did. I know that when I told that to TK, because I was talking about it, and I gave him like the spoilers thing because he didn't care. That I was like, yeah, if you like Skyfall, and he's like, and I was like, so apparently you're not going to like this. Essentially ties like the villains and stuff like that from the previous one saying, look how big this world is. I thought it was okay. I thought it fell kind of flat, especially on the villain part. I was really expecting Christoph Waltz being awesome, and I felt like they held him back from being Christoph Waltz, which... The guy was
why
born.
Get him if you're not going
to
use him?
Exactly. And, like, I just don't feel like they used him to his greatest extent. And everyone else in the theater that I saw with, they all really dug it. I came out of going, it felt cool. There was a lot of cool points. I felt like there was a missed opportunity for some kind of cavalry scene at a certain point. Because, I was talking with Snyder I went and saw it with. I was like, everyone loves a cavalry scene. And he's like, I would have seen this perfect point of right here, like, have that cavalry come in. And you'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. Or like, yeah, Cheerio Chaps, or something like that. It was good. If you liked Skyfall, you'll like this, because it's pretty much the same thing. If you think Skyfall is a piece of shit, I tell you this is essentially Skyfall. And it also has some funny ties to Quantum of Solace, which a lot of people don't like Quantum, and it's kind of funny how big of a tie it is to Quantum. But yeah, I would still, again, if you like Skyfall, you'll like this one. Probably the last one to see Daniel Craig. I wonder, this is probably the most Bond villain-esque Bond movie we've seen in recent memory, because everyone else has been kind of, I think, throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious to see how they go with whoever I'm guessing new Bond is going to be, and if they're rebooting or if they're going to retool it or what, I don't know.
Again, I guess...
I want to go into spoilers a little bit, because there's just two things I'm curious about, but I won't do it. I'm like...
You'd be talking to yourself
exactly,
at that point.
Exactly.
I wonder, I guess they made it to where Bond is not just a surname, but Bond is actually the guy. And I was saying, why not have Bond be just the name?
Yeah.
And
Skyfall kind of ruined that idea.
You could just have Daniel Craig as a cameo in the next one. Some dude comes in and he's like, pleased to meet you, Mr. Bond. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Bond. And then they walk away and that's it. So it's like, oh, Bond is just... Because instead it's like, well, he's the same dude always doing this. I mean, in theory, it's his whole life for the last, like, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
But he hasn't never aged, so he's doing this each day. He's taking up, but, like...
I kind of... How about this? I still think there's an opportunity for them to do that, because essentially, Casino Royale was essentially a reboot, because they showed him getting his 00 status, which is where you basically get the license to kill. Mm-hmm. That's what Casino Royale was. It was a reboot for him, and then everything after that's been kind of this continuing story. So, if you look at that... I think they could still have that, essentially, where next movie is literally, hi, I'm all like, James, here you go. And then pass that off.
Mm.
And they mention a little bit about the other 00s. They mention 009 and something like that, but that's all they do is a mention. So I'm like, maybe there's a way they'll pass it off that, but I don't think they will name the next one 009, da-da-da, because that just wouldn't make sense.
Right.
And then, little son of a bitch. Sorry, we get a little guest star who's a pain in the ass. And he smells like, I swear, he's like a little truffle hunting pig.
He's looking for food. He's like, I'm dying. I haven't eaten in like an hour.
I was like, huh. But yeah, I would say again, if you liked if you like Skyfall, go see it. I really do. I'm curious to see where the Bond series goes from here and who they choose.
Uh-oh, we're about to have another visitor.
Yes.
Hi. Take three. All right, so he says go see both of the movies, Sicario and Spectre, in the theater. We're kind of hitting the holiday season. We've got Good Dinosaur coming up soon.
I didn't even realize Good Dinosaur was coming out so soon.
I think it's going to not do very well.
I've not
seen any promotion for this movie at all.
I haven't seen any trailers.
I've seen
the trailer, but I haven't seen them in the theaters.
I just saw, I think, last week during football... another trailer, and it was like this little caveman kid running around. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then at the end, it's like, Pixar's Good Dinosaur. I'm like, where'd this kid come from? Like,
I'll see it, but it
feels like a Pixar throwaway movie almost.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of drama where we talked about it before, where they basically essentially scrapped it, went back to the drawing board, and it's Pixar. They have good, like, it's one of those, every now and then they do really good movies, and they do okay movies, and they do kind of movies, but those really good movies, like, in an Inside Out, I won't lie, that gave me, like, I'm like,
that's what you brought got me, like, me back to where I was like, yeah, I'm in regardless, as opposed to, like, well, I'm gonna go, but is this gonna be any good? I'm gonna go going, it's fucking Pixar.
Yeah.
And hopefully it stays that way.
I'm hoping so. I'm trying to think of what else is coming out. There's that, the guys who did This Is the End.
Yep,
I want to see that
movie.
That trailer, I'm like, I'm done. It looks stupid. It's wonderful.
This Is the End, and we love This Is the End. Yeah. So it looks dumb, and it's going to be nice to have that fun before we hit that Star Wars where we see it like 8 times in a day.
God. There's. can I just say the pure fact? I'm like, the fact that we have to avoid spoilers for the next 6 weeks, and then the international trailer, which I don't want to see.
No, because the screen grab is the worst thing ever.
Haven't seen the screen grab. I know I'm going to see it probably within the next six weeks.
Because it just pops up for no reason. You're like, awesome, thanks.
Whoever does do that, because you can choose what your screen grab is, like your screen pop is for the videos.
Oh, you can?
They should, like the people who post videos, you can choose it, I believe, as far as I know. I'm like, why?
Get more clicks.
Motherfuckers.
I mean...
It makes sense. It does.
Because you're like, what's going on here? You know, so it kind of makes sense. I hate it.
I do too. 6 weeks, man.
Hopefully. We'll see. Speaking of 6 weeks,
yes.
Starting this week, we are going to start our streaming reviews, although they're not really streaming, of the Star Wars saga. Going to start with episode 1 and move on.
Yep.
So if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, HBO Go... Send it in. We'll watch it. It'll just be after episode 7.
Yeah.
But we'll bank them and go into that. But the last horror movie that we watched was on Netflix called The Circle. Hammer recommended this one. They never really gave a number, so I'm going to go with 60 people.
Yeah, they really
are in a room on red circles.
And they say...
And then they start dying.
Yeah, really quickly.
Like, instantly. Lady wakes up, takes a step,
dies. Another guy dies. The death toll's really quick. I knew it going into this wasn't really a horror film.
No. But
I kind of hope there might be a little bit more into it. It was just It was a character movie.
It was a character movie. Essentially, the people have to vote off who gets voted off the island, and that person gets killed. It
happens pretty much every minute on, like, it seems like roughly about
2 minutes is kind of what they... what they get.
Some of them are a lot quicker.
It feels like it. It does feel like it.
They have ties, and there's a lot of point where people getting inside your heads. It's like a game show. It really is. It's like a demented game show.
Yeah.
Like, because their idea of getting in the heads, like, there is the married couple that aren't married.
It's kind of like the mole. You know, you want to figure out who the mole is.
Forgot about that show.
Everybody forgot about that. But yeah, you had one couple that wanted to stay alive, so they were married.
Yeah.
Which was really awesome. And then at the end, Jesus kind of was like, wait, what's his name?
Yeah.
And it's
I was like, dude.
Yeah, the way they kind of like, are you sure you're married? Yeah, of course we are. Really?
The one big dude who never voted and got to near the end. The little girl. That was fucked up.
Smooth play by the guy.
Yeah. Like, he basically was, like, doing a Lex Luthor orchestrating shit.
Yeah, like, one of you is going to have to die. Is your mom going to have to kill you? Or are you going to... And she's like, well, I'll kill myself. And then he's like, kill the mom. And the baby had a vote.
The baby had a vote thing was weird. But I'm like, yeah. She's dead.
The baby's not dead.
Yeah, but I mean, they killed the mom. So how is the mom keeping the kid alive?
The baby won't die instantly.
Yeah. Again, it was a really cool-ish concept, but I would have rather seen this as a short movie.
Why?
Why was it a cool concept?
No, why? Why were they chosen? What?
That's the thing I was trying to figure out.
And then even at the end, he has that voiceover like, oh, you have to pick your battles and all this jazz. No. I was like, okay.
See, I was trying to figure out, okay, I thought I had missed something because I watched it later in the evening, and I was a little inebriated. And I was like, all right, let's go watch this. Let's get it done. I thought I missed something, but at the end, because they pop out and they were in an alien spaceship, and there's people down on the ground, and mm-hmm. there's a bunch of alien spaceships, and the only thing I could think of is, and this is me reading into it way too much and giving it probably way too much credit, is that, hey, world's overpopulated. 1 out of 50 people is going to live.
Sure. I would have loved that.
That would have been awesome.
Like,
you this, have chosen your
this species
race.
Comes along, and kind of like Abyss.
Yeah.
At the end, it shows this slideshow, and it's like, your world's dying. We're here to make sure it lives.
This is how we do it.
We made the choice for you. There you go.
I wish they would have finished it off.
Something like that, as opposed to like...
He's just walking away, and there's a bunch of spaceships in there.
Yeah. Like, why do that experiment?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of, and again, it's one of those things where I feel like I'm filling in plot holes for a movie and giving it way too much credit. But like this is one of those times you don't leave it ambiguous, because you gave me literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got people who are in a
They're
room.
They're in a room. There's... There's no sets. There's nothing. There.
Yeah.
It's one place, one location. Nobody
and
moves.
Whatever money you spent on those alien spaceships, you could have done a news report talking about it in general. Like, had like, you know, basically something. He walks by, like, and like as he walks away, the camera stays with the news reports and they talk about it. Like, people are coming back, da da da. Like, it seems like 1/50th of the population has been taken away or something like that. Like, you know, you could have done such a great exposition shot. It could have been done cheap. You wouldn't have to do some crappy CG. I just, yeah, the why is at the end of it. And it's sad, because I saw this recommended by a lot of people online. That's kind of why I was like, I want to take
it
a shot.
It had like 4.5 stars on my Netflix.
And it, yeah, that's what it had on mine too.
I was like, holy Jesus, all right.
And it doesn't deserve it.
No, I ended up giving it a 3, because I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
And I liked what was happening and how they were creating tribes and fighting against each other and all like the idea of it, but then at the end there was no payoff whatsoever. I still give it a 3. I don't recommend anybody watch it, just because there's no resolution whatsoever.
No, I gave it a 3 as well, because I didn't hate it, but I am extremely disappointed in the finale.
Yes.
Like, because there's no finale.
Yes.
There's nothing to give me any context for what happened, which, again, a headline on a fucking newspaper or something.
Right.
That's
right.
What I wanted. And honestly, if I got that, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Or again, like that flash scene from the Abyss where, you know, it's like, we're killing you because this is why.
We're saving your planet.
I probably would have given it a 4. If it had a resolution of we're saving your planet, we're saving your species, we're whatever, just that, the other thing. Oh.
That would have been cool.
Awesome. You would have had a great resolution. You would have had this build up for the resolution, as opposed to you have this build up for this dude on the street.
Yeah, and other people looking up, and you're like, were those people from the spaceships too?
There were multiple spaceships, so they
were... Can we assume? Like, again, there's just so much shit that I'm like, ugh. Again, cool concept. I would love to see it remade with someone who has a little more context, the idea of, like, let's go put this to a bigger thing. Yeah. But again, I can't really... It's hard to recommend it.
I can't recommend it.
Telling someone if you're going to watch it, just be prepared to be disappointed. Again, cool build-up, just falls flat.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move to this week's nerd news. We have four topics of conversation for you. We got some sales coming up since Black Friday's happening. We've got some pre-sales for the sales. Target has announced from Sunday the 8th until Saturday the 14th. All games are buy two, get one free on current gen systems and last gen, I guess, if you're really... But,
if you're one of me.
If you're a scrub.
We get no love from me.
The Fallout comes out Tuesday.
Oh, is it so Fallout could be part of that, then?
So Fallout will be part of it.
I guarantee it's going to be.
Well, it has to be.
No, I mean, I guarantee that. I'm sorry, I meant to say, I need to finish my thoughts. Because we were saying before, like, drive it home instead of drive home. But I guarantee it's going to be a big seller.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if this had been 2 weeks from now...
Is Tomb Raider coming out the same weekend?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit, you can get both.
Well, if you had a one.
Yeah, true.
Like, I would totally do it, but I don't have a one, and I'm like... I would rather play Tomb Raider than Fallout.
I would, too.
Are you
getting Fallout?
At some point. I'll probably wait for the game of the year.
You're not going to go hop on this kind of sale-wise?
If it happens again in 2 weeks when Battlefront is on sale, when Battlefront comes out, and I can get Battlefront and Fallout and, like, Mad Max or Uncharted, hell yeah.
The Uncharted collection?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I mean, that would be... I have this... I'm kind of glad in a way, like... We both have worked retail, and I know a lot of our friends who listen as well, like, they've worked retail as well, and Black Friday is one of those horrible evils. I kind of liking what I've seen some places do, and I just want to get a little bit of a soapbox. Like, REI, I love. Like, just for what they did, like, they're closing all their stores on Black Friday, and they're paying their employees just to say, hey, go outside. There's
really?
Actually, yeah, there's a cool campaign. I can't remember the damn hashtag, but it was like, REI will not be open on Black Friday. And it was one of those, like, go outside is their hashtag, and they're still paying their employees that day to go out and be outside. Because I'm like, I like that. I'm glad. I'm like, I'll support REI. Like, generally, I'm like, they do cool shit. I mean, it's expensive, but I'm like, I support just that kind of mentality. But also, like, getting away from doorbusters, because that's such a horrible mentality. Like, I think GameStop doesn't, from what it looks like, at least on their stuff they've shown so far, none of their sales are doorbusters. They are obviously supplies last, but I'm like, that alleviates a little bit of the chaos, a little bit. People are still animals on
people
that day.
Still, I mean, there are already people in line for Black Friday at, like, Best Buy and stuff.
Are there really?
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Isn't that stupid?
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry, again, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I love me some deals. And
nothing's,
I got a great deal on my TV last year on Black Friday, but we went... The last 2 years, we've gone shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
But we've gone...
After
I've got off work.
Yeah.
It's like 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, last year, I had my accident, so it was like 2 or 3. We just went to Fry's just to see what they had, and there was a 4K TV for $1,500, and I was like, well, okay. You know.
But that's what I've done. Like, the past years, yes, I have gone on Black Friday. But... I always wait till after the rush, because my thought is, if something is there and I'm like, you know, I actually do want that, I will get it. If it's
and
not
the great
there,
thing is, after the rush, it's dead.
Yeah.
Like, it is
and
dead.
There's all those things that people put down and never put back. I'm like, yeah, I can still get deals and stuff like that. And I'm like, my thought is, if it's not available then, I obviously really didn't need it.
Yeah. I've worked Black Friday. It's the worst fucking day ever.
People are they are not human beings that day.
No, and
which is ridiculous.
To then, it's a day after we're talking about all the things we're thankful for, then to buy all this shit for people on a day where it's like, we're celebrating family.
And so many of those people aren't, like, and that's the thing, is, like, a lot of that time they're doing it on, like, Thanksgiving Day, too. I remember when they first started that, and that's...
Oh, that Thanksgiving
that
night
still.
Shopping and stuff?
I still hate that.
It doesn't, I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't bother me. I've worked at a movie theater on Christmas Day, and people are like, should you be open? I'm like, well, not everybody's Christian. Two, not everybody celebrates it. Three, I mean, after you open your presents and stuff...
What are you going to do?
if you don't hang, like, some people want to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
I've done it before.
I have no problem with it. Like, I understand both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, do whatever you want to do. Don't, I'm boycotting this place because they're open. Well,
don't go there.
What? Yeah, like, whatever.
I just hate the idea of the mentality of people in general, I guess, because it's just, you deal with the worst. Like,
yeah.
I just,
yeah.
Put people's face, like hands in your face,
angry,
and just push them down.
The best are the people that come in at like 2 o'clock, and it'll be like, we had a 90-inch television for $4, and I'll be like, do you have that TV?
It's like, no.
No. Why don't you, and they get mad at you, and you're like, I will cut you.
You're like, I guarantee you, I'm like, this is like D-Day. I'm like, I will just gut you.
I will play.
I have
jump
no
rope
problems.
With your intestines while you're still living.
And that is what we think of Black Earth.
Yeah. New story number two. Star Trek is coming back to TV, kinda.
I'm really excited.
Less excited than I was when it was announced.
Because it's, what is it, on their digital platforms?
Yep.
Which I
the premiere is going to be on CBS, and then it's going to be online.
Which I don't.
Fuck you.
Yet.
Fuck you. If you don't offer it through Netflix or Hulu,
some of the streaming service, I'm surprised if it's not. Well, no, CBS is notoriously, I think, not a part of Hulu. I think they're the one.
I think. I know there's a lot of their stuff is on Netflix, like How I Met Your Mother,
yes.
Big Bang Theory.
But I think for like current stuff, like, you know, Hulu has a lot of like Fox, yeah, has, yeah, NBC and stuff like that, ABC, but they don't have CBS.
It's such a great idea to be like, hey, we're bringing it back.
Yes.
But you can't watch it.
No.
I mean, I don't watch anything on my computer save for YouTube clips.
Yeah.
I can't sit down in front of my computer and watch TV. And I know the
move your computer to your TV.
That to me doesn't feel like an option. Just be like, it takes away, what if the wife wants to use the computer while I'm watching TV? Oh, well then, or what if I want, like, I don't like that option.
I didn't read into it that much, apparently, because I thought that it was just going to be simulcast online, but
everything that I'm reading is it's the premiere is going to be on CBS, and then it's going to be online only. And
I don't know why
they
want to kill the, that's going to kill a series, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's like literally saying, well, we really obviously don't care about it, but we're going to spend a lot of money on it and hope it dies a quick
death. And people were like, oh my God, this is coming back. Like, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
And then for them to be like, granted, they have a year to change their mind to be like, okay, maybe
please do.
We'll put it online first and put it online on a Monday. And then Wednesday it'll be on TV.
Which I'm like, there you go. Just, but again, pick a platform that is already valid. Like, I'm sorry, Hulu would make perfect fucking sense. Netflix would be great too, but pick a platform that people have.
I understand you
want
to launch your network. Like, I understand that all these networks want to do it, but
you're segmenting the audience too far.
Yeah, and are people going to know that it's there?
They're not.
You know,
you can advertise it all you want on the damn premiere, but it's not going to make a fucking difference.
Case in point, nothing beats football every week. The ratings for football are incredible. Yahoo broadcast the Jags-Bills game in London. Granted, it's the Jags and Bills and nobody fucking cares. But the viewership was one of the lowest games in the last, like, 10 years. It was low. I think they had 1.7. Now they changed their numbers. They said they had, like, 23.5 unique views. But they counted everyone that went to Yahoo.com as a viewer of that game.
Uh-huh.
Because
that's not sketchy.
Yeah, if it was on, like, there was a link on Tumblr, so if you opened Tumblr, that counted as a view.
That's funny, because, like, I think we've talked about
it. So even if you didn't watch the game, if you opened Tumblr, it counted you as someone who watched the game.
We've talked about digital distribution and, like, digital viewing and stuff like that of TV shows and how that should be affected and factored into it. They really don't know how the fuck they're going to do it right now because they're so damn idiotic. They're all stuck to old things. But that's... I can tell you right now, it is an absolute horrible decision, and whoever is sitting there thinking this is a great idea is really gonna... They're gonna screw the pooch.
I understand. They're like, wait, people want Star Trek.
Yes.
We want to launch our network.
Yes.
People will watch Star Trek on our network. It's a brilliant idea where it's like, no.
No. I mean, how about this? If Star Trek had been... like strong, like you've been showing nonstop Star Trek for the entire thing, and like, hey, by the way, next season, da da da. That would make more sense.
Or
to me.
Put like a
couple of shows, like Big Bang Theory.
Well, and put a spinoff of what you know the Star Trek series, and put a spinoff of
the web series, Cadets stuff like that.
As a web, yeah, like here's some people that are, and then in season two they graduate from this show to the show, and you're like,
that'd be cool.
I got their backstory, blah 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 blah, as opposed to just we're putting it online.
It like
now, maybe we are in the minority, but I don't know a lot of people that watch a lot of internet TV. I know a lot of people that are watch like Netflix or Hulu, but not.
Your app has to be prevalent enough to the point where it doesn't require a computer. Because yeah. I know that yeah. I have my computer hooked up to my TV, but I'm part of the minority still. If you want to get to the majority of fans, you need to find, again, getting an app on a PlayStation.
And no offense, but you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
And an apartment's a little different because you're like, well, I have to maximize my space.
Yes. So, again, my computer room becomes my TV room as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Star Trek coming back as a TV series just in general because... Mm-hmm. Yes, I love Star Trek. I really do. I absolutely do. We talk about Star Wars all the time, but I'm like, I love Star Trek too. I really do. And having another TV series, it's been over a decade, I think.
Enterprise is the last one. Yeah. I had never watched Enterprise.
I would recommend it. I like Enterprise, honestly. Yeah. It starts off interesting.
There's so many things on Netflix that I need to get to.
Yeah. No, and like we talked about Voyager as well, like you're saying.
God, I need to get back to Voyager so bad.
I was happy I finished it.
I loved Voyager when I was watching it.
Because it was on UPN back in the day?
It was on UPN.
It was a pilot show, I think, for them too. Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it launched one of the first, but yeah, like I loved Voyager because it felt like it had a different story, where DS9 never had a story until Worf came on. Basically, it was season 7 or 8.
He was like the 7 of 9 for Voyager.
But when it finally was like, let's have a story as opposed to just this tent in the middle of nowhere that's a weekly episode, Voyager felt like it had a story. And again, I need to get to Enterprise at some point. I'm sure I will.
I would say if you do go through those, especially because we know time is at a premium for us and everything, there are episode guides where you can look. I know at DS9, I actually have an episode guide because I'm thinking about starting it up again, where it says and it rates the episodes on a 1-2-3 schedule, or 1-2-3 scale, roughly. One is absolutely necessary. This is your story arcs. Two, these are awesome fillers that are really actually beneficial, but you don't need to watch them. Three, you completely disregard this episode.
I thought about doing that because we saw that Doctor Who is on Hulu
and Netflix too.
No, all of them.
Oh, the classic ones.
All of them. And all I was like, do we watch them? And I was like, do we start at the very, very, very beginning?
Personally, I would start with the reboot with Eccleston back in like 2006, 5, something like that.
Does it matter? Is it a full reboot? Like it tells you everything, or is it like you've seen Doctor Who before and here's a new Doctor?
How about this? It's the idea that if you've watched Doctor Who before, it pays homage to it because it's still a continuation. It is still a continuation.
Is it regenerated?
It is a great starting point because it assumes a lot of people that hadn't watched it, and it introduces them into start things. It gives you into the idea. It doesn't immediately drop you. It does drop you in immediately, but and it assumes certain things, but it hold your hand well enough.
So it's not like, here's a Cylon. You're like, what's a Cylon? It's like,
Cylon's adorable.
Aren't they Cylons?
Cylons is Battlestar.
Oh,
Dalek.
Sorry, yeah. So it's not like, here's a Dalek. And you're like, what's a Dalek? And it's like, should have watched the other episodes.
Dags. It talks about it.
This is a robot. Like, to kill things.
He's like, hey, these are basically there'd be the avatar of the companion. Rose would be like, oh my god. And he's like, it's a Dalek. And she'd be like, what's a Dalek? And he's like, oh, da, 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 da. So they use the
avatar. I really wish that's what he would do. She's like, oh, I get it.
But no, they use the companions essentially as the avatar for the audience.
As your primer.
Exactly. Like, they don't know it, you don't know it, let's explain it.
Got it.
But I would recommend that, and if you really dig it, then you can go back and appreciate the older episodes, but I think starting on the older episodes without...
will make you hate it.
I think it'll be harder to get into it.
Kind of like going to the original series to begin with.
Star Trek? Yeah. Okay. That's why I'd say, like, I think if you watched Next Generation and then went back and watched, like, TOS, or you watched even Enterprise and then went back and watched TOS, you're like, oh, I get, like, these things, and you get it for referential purposes. Mm-hmm. But by itself, it might be a rough go.
Got it. New story number 3... Overwatch is coming to current-gen systems.
Which it wasn't originally.
It wasn't.
It was just going to be PC only.
Yep.
And that's Blizzard's MOBA shooter. It's
Blizzard's like Team Fortress game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, my feed blew up on Twitter, at least. Like, people were excited that Overwatch was coming to consoles. And I hadn't heard anything about this game. So I went and looked at it, and I'm
looks like Battleborn.
Yeah.
Or Battleborn looks like Overwatch.
They look like the same game, and I'm just like, okay. And?
I think, how about this, the bigger, for me at least, Overwatch, like, I watched the first trailer, which was more of a cinematic one, did a way better job of selling me on the idea of Overwatch. The second trailer was kind of meh.
But it was we watched the gameplay trailer.
The other one had simulated gameplay. I think this is more actual gameplay. Mm-hmm. But the other ones sold me more. The idea that it's consoles, I think, is the bigger part. Blizzard being on a console. Well, besides Diablo 3.
Diablo 3 was on console, and it...
I think it's
sold really well.
And also, what is it? Isn't it $20 for Reaper of Souls?
It's going to be at GameStop on Black Friday, which means I would be shopping.
Also, by the way, co-op. You can do couch co-op with that.
Yes, you can. We did it on PS3.
Yeah.
I need to get a PS4 secondary controller.
$40 for Black Friday.
No. I want the 20th edition.
I can't blame you. It's so sexy looking.
I finally saw it in person, and I was like, a piece of candy.
Well, that's why I love it when your PS4 turns on and has the classic sounds. I'm like, yes.
Yep.
But no, I think that's the bigger thing, is that they're continuing on support for... And that's also, from what I understand, I may be wrong, but day and date... launch?
It didn't really... All it said was it was coming.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's day and date. It would make sense.
Because it, like, Reaper of Souls was not.
Reaper of Souls
like, because it
not.
Came out... I think the Diablo 3 came out after Reaper of Souls or something. I don't
know. No, Diablo 3 came out after Diablo 3 on PC. Reaper of Souls came out.
Yeah, then it was...
And then Reaper of Souls came out.
Yeah, I guess the biggest part is the fact that if it's day and date, that's a big deal. I don't want to see StarCraft 2 on it, but I do want to see StarCraft 2 Legacy of the Void.
I
want to
see
that.
A Warcraft type game.
Not
an RTS.
Okay.
I think that's hard to do on a system.
I think it is.
But maybe a Diablo type game in Warcraft setting.
I think you could probably take World of Warcraft and you could find a way of making that single player.
You could bring
that world in.
You could even have it multiplayer. You can make it like Borderlands.
That'd actually be really cool.
Could you, like,
and you
in a fantasy setting?
Built.
Yeah.
I know that there are different architecture and stuff like that, but you could take that basis of a world, I imagine, you could use that's already existing, shrink it down a bit, make it more, like, multiplayer friendly, single player friendly, which, again, there's a lot of... I said frumry.
Frumry.
Yeah, I would like that too. I miss World of Warcraft. I miss Warcraft, sorry. I do miss World of Warcraft too.
I never played it. They lost me after I played Warcraft 3. It's okay. I loved Warcraft 2.
Oh, see, I loved Wrath of Lich King.
That's World of Warcraft though.
What's the expansion for Warcraft? It's Lich King or something.
For Warcraft?
Yeah, Frozen Throne.
Yes, for Warcraft 2.
Yeah, or 3.
Or 3, yeah. But
which, I like, again, Warcraft 3 is okay.
Sure. Warcraft 2 is the best. Like, I love Warcraft 2.
I played the shit out of that back in the day.
I did too.
Because you had ships.
Oh, I loved Warcraft 2. Speaking of Warcraft, also out of BlizzCon, we got to finally see the Warcraft trailer. Movie's actually happening.
Yeah. I know, right? It exists.
And obviously, it's a tale as old as time. Two warring factions have to come together to take down a big bad.
Yeah.
Has never been done before.
It's got the... What is it? It's got the immigration idea, like, because, you know, they're immigrants technically running away from a dying world and have to work together to... Yeah.
Did they show what the big bad was?
No, but I can assume. I'm guessing that there's gonna... Because, like, in Warcraft lore, the idea is that basically these giant space demons come and destroy their homeworld and use them as slaves. And they send them out here to essentially go and take over this planet. But some of them rebel. So
I don't
imagine
that at all.
That's Warcraft 3 and that's World of Warcraft. Sorry, it's Warcraft 3 and World of Warcraft.
I was like
that. It's that continuity.
What did I play in Warcraft 2?
But yeah, they're... So I'm guessing there's that. They also show a lot.
They show a lot.
The teaser we saw on Tuesday
was
real quick. And I know that we watched it with Sarah, and Sarah was like, I got chills.
Yeah.
And then we saw the trailer, and she's immediately out.
Yeah, she goes, I'm out. And she was in with the teaser.
Yeah, which is funny.
I think the CG looks kind of bad.
I thought it looked actually surprisingly good. I need to have, like,
I need to watch it not on my phone.
Yes.
I wasn't impressed with the CG. I'm still there. Like, I'm hoping it's a video game movie that doesn't suck.
Yeah, because we have that in Assassin's Creed, and I honestly want them both to succeed.
I figure Assassin's Creed could be simple.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do it simple.
No. I mean, they haven't done it with the game.
Yeah. They're going to go convoluted, probably, yeah. But...
apparently Syndicate's really good, but I haven't played... I mean...
I obviously, there's that point where I went through all the Assassin's Creeds up to Black Flag, and and I highly recommend Black Flag. I will eventually play Unity, Rogue, and Syndicate, but it probably won't be until I get a next-gen, or a current-gen system. I'm getting into that mode. Finally, I know, like, only 2 years later, and I'm finally getting into that mode. But no, I really want
the funny thing is, like, I know you want a one.
And I really want a one, yeah.
I don't want to, like, I want to, like, get him a current-gen system. I would never buy you a one. I'd be like, no, you're getting a PS3, or PS4, fucker, and you like it.
I mean, like, yeah.
You'd be like, boing. And then you'll never play it, and it'll be like, whatever.
That was the depressing thing we were talking about, is, like, I realized I haven't really played games. Because I've just been so... I've honestly been busy. I mean, like, I've had fun. I've been out and about.
The head of our life mate, we were playing Destiny last night. He's like, dude, I've been playing games, like, it's a gaming revolution for me. A renaissance for me. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, he's been playing a lot of the Uncharted collection. Super excited. Like, I can't wait for Battlefront, because I'll be there. He'll be there. I'm hoping TK will get his PS4 by then, and he'll be there. It'd be nice for you to fucking buy one, so you could be there.
And
we could all send pictures to Mando, like, where are you at?
Xbox One.
He's like, I'm over here playing Halo.
I really want to play Halo. Well, I just
why don't you go over to Snyder's and be like, hey, I'm coming over to play Halo.
Well, no, I thought about it. I was like, hey, do you want me to come on over? We can go play co-op. And then you can't play split screen.
Of course you can't.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. I don't know. I just look at it. I'm like, I really, like, I've told myself, I'm like, I'm going to get an Xbox One. Then I'm like, why would I spend $300 on a system that I honestly don't know if I'm going to play right now?
Right.
I could probably wait, but.
But Warcraft trailer.
Warcraft trailer. there's a lot.
That tangent.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot of throwback. You have the Griffins, which was nice.
You have, like, the freaking Harvester Golems and shit like that. If you ever played World of Warcraft, you have. Orcs. I like how they made the trolls sexy. There's a sexy female troll, and I'm like, I swear I've seen this in a porn. I swear I've seen this in a porn.
They, you know, it shows the orcs as family, because they got one of the orcs that has a kid, and he's like,
it kind of reminds me of, like, Last Mohicans, like, you know, very, very much they're going like, hey,
it's a very stereotypical storyline.
Again, Avatar did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Also CG.
So did Ferngully.
Yep.
I mean, it's been done a billion times before. Dance of the Wolves.
Yeah, I like... Oh, man, I love Dance of the Wolves. it looks cool. How about this? To me, I thought the CG looked good.
I'm very interested.
I'm very curious. Mm-hmm. The freaking sets. The whole movie looks gorgeous.
It looks like Battle of the Five Armies. The entire movie.
Yes.
Where you have the battle at the end, you're like, okay, the battle was good.
Yeah.
The 2.5 movies before the battle could go away. It looks like, here you go.
There's a lot they're going to be doing in just a couple hours. I really think that, just like with the second trailer for Superman, second trailer for Star Wars, I think the next trailer from Warcraft is going to be a much better trailer, because this one was, okay, it gives you the premise, it gives you all that shit. Give me a really badass trailer to really galvanize people, but I think Sarah brought up a really good point, of... Normies aren't going to see this.
You have to bring the Muggles in.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how they're going to do that. And I hope they can, because that movie's got to make money. Otherwise, it's going to be a huge flop. Huge.
All right, so that'll do it for this week's Nerd News. We're going to go ahead and move into the pod question. Last week's pod question, Hammer wanted to know, what is your favorite made-up sport?
Yes.
Good question. TK came back with the answer. He went with basketball.
Which is such a good one.
It's a very good one.
I love that movie, too.
Tristan came back with the football from Starship Troopers.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of flips, and I swear to God, it's like 0G, and they have a silver football, because yes.
Yeah. Mando went with Griffball.
Yes, from
this
Halo.
This is way up your alley. I
it's funny because it kind of started as a joke on Red versus Blue, and then again, they're Halo, they're Red versus Blue fanboys who worked on Halo, and they made that a game type. Or I think it was originally a mod. But essentially, it's just you get the bomb to the other side and essentially keep on killing people and just keep on trying to bring the ball to each side and you keep on spawning and each, like, and kind of like, not like, yeah, kind of like football.
Like Hot Potato.
Hot Potato and football with guns and grab hammers.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I was going to go with Blitzball because freaking love Blitzball. I played the shit out of Blitzball. There was Quidditch, which Quidditch is fun. Mm-hmm. I really want to go to one of the ASU Quidditch matches.
I kind of do too. But if you find out when there is one, by the way, I'd be down with going. That'd be kind of fun.
My answer was made up for me the second that TK said basketball, and I was like, oh yeah, because one, there's beer.
Yep.
Two, there's not a lot of physical exertion. You get to insult your opponents.
Psych outs.
Yeah, basketball, totally basketball.
I his choice was damn good. And because I'm a gentleman and he always gets pissed when I order the same thing, I'm not going to order the same thing.
Were you going to go with baseball?
How about this? It was between Quidditch and basketball. It was originally just going to be Quidditch. And I said Blitzball because Blitzball was so much fucking fun.
Oh, yeah.
Which, out of all the damn game, like, mini games they ever put into Final Fantasy, it's still one of the coolest.
I love Blitzball.
That and Tetra Master.
I know it's very diversive.
Yeah, like,
I love it.
Some people hate it. I fucking loved it. But yeah, mine's gonna be Quidditch. I love Quidditch, and they explain so much of it, and they pay attention to it, and it's like rugby and soccer with magic, and I fucking love that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Quidditch is fun. Like, these will all be fun to actually play.
Yes.
I don't know why we don't set up just a basketball night. Just, I mean,
we could.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. I think we should do it.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go with this week's pod question. This week, I want to know, if you were in Starfleet, what would your job be?
Ooh, okay. It's funny, because I actually had a question that was going to be more Star Wars related, and it was a very similar thing.
We've done a lot of Star Wars questions, so I figured this one would be good. You can always send us your answers to battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SpreganzyGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at TaroSkippy.
And I'm at Krenkalis. And again, make sure to like, love us, and share us. We are on Stitcher and on iTunes, as well as SoundCloud. Posted every Monday morning, as long as Stitcher, doesn't fuck up. I like talking about it long enough, because maybe if we mock it long enough, you son of a bitch, he's trying to break me, and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, I just like to taunt him, because ever since we started taunting him, the shows actually go through.
Fuck Stitcher. I can't stand Stitcher.
I actually
did grab my podcast.
You did too.
I grabbed my iTunes, or my iPod, or my iPhone. I went back to iTunes.
I did too.
My PS I Love You.
Yeah.
They still haven't released a new episode on Stitcher, at least for me.
They released the first part of the Paris Games Week one on mine. And that's the thing, is what we were talking about.
That's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had those two. They did one last week that I listened to on iTunes.
I stopped checking it.
My Stitcher's a piece of shit.
I've been a long-time listener. I don't know if what they did, like, changing shit up, but, man, it's a hot mess.
I can't.
And there's actually shows that are not on Stitcher but are all on iTunes. And I was like, yeah, I turn my iPhone on. It now sticks in my car. I bring it into the house every now and then, let it sync up on my podcast, and it works so much better.
And it downloads them. Like, my ESPN podcasts don't download.
Really?
It'll show them as new, and it'll be there.
In Stitcher?
Yeah.
Weird.
But then when I go to play it, it's not there. So I have to go off of Wi-Fi and go on to my data to play it. And it's
fuck
you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so.
I can't stand you, Stitcher. I can't stand Stitcher.
It pissed me off. And that's how we promote Stitcher, by the way. Make sure you like us on Stitcher. It's very important.
All right. So with that being said, if you don't want to hang around for the spoiler-filled conversation of True Detective Season 2, Episode 5, you've been listening to episode 129 of Spreckens A Geek. So for Spreckens A Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right. So.
Soke.
We kind of actually know what's happening in this episode.
I have a theory that booze definitely helped. I think booze really helped us relax a bit.
Maybe.
It could have been a little bit
more sense this time around, too. Like,
it was a cohesive episode, I felt like.
Episode 4, you had the shit hit the fan.
Yes.
Now you have the repercussions. Everybody's lost their job, basically.
Yep. Everyone's reassigned to different places.
Yep. Colin Farrell quit.
And shaved his mustache off.
shaved his mustache off, works for Vince Vaughn now in the casino.
Yeah.
You have Rachel McAdams is now in the cage, which is like evidence the lowest room, yeah. of the low that you can go. You've got Taylor Kitsch.
Who's like a consultant or something?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I don't either. He's banging dudes on the side.
Well, he's banging dudes on the side.
I love how he was like double fisting vodka into tea, by the way. I was like, that style. I see.
Well, you know, because he's getting married.
Yeah. And has a pregnant wife. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is kind of trying to rebuild his empire. His wife's like, hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
With us being just normies. They moved out of their mansion into a normal house. He's really trying to get his empire back together by, you know, pushing people around and this, that, the other thing.
Yeah.
We find out that the doctor that was in episode like 2, the surgeon, is doing work on some of the girls, and then they're going up to parties with high class people.
They kind of almost like, there's almost in a way where this is like a reassessment where they come back together, like the crew essentially comes back together as a missing persons case.
Yeah.
Like they're like, which is kind of, I know it's going to be tied together. It's got to be tied together somehow. Yeah.
And but you find out that the fat cop that got shot in episode 4 may know a lot, may have known a lot, or was starting to investigate and got pushed away from it. Like he was there somewhat.
Yeah. He may have been a part of it. He may be investigating. We don't really know. But they mention him. And, like, again, he got blown, his head blown in by on episode 4. But I like it. Like, I like it in a way because it feels like everything kind of, in a way, slowed down. Everything got a little more simplified. And then they're kind of coming back together on just, like, a missing persons case, which I know will branch off. But at least it gives me an easier lead to follow. And you get to see freaking Colin Farrell again go wailing on another guy. Also, the revelation of Vince Vaughn, the last thing to leave off with is that he finds out that basically Vince Vaughn may have sold him. So basically said, hey, like, you know that guy, I found the guy who basically raped your wife. And slipped, you know, set him onto him, and then finds out that actually, no, that guy was
some rando.
Probably, yeah.
That and Vince wanted roughed up at some way or another.
Which means all that time that you've endeared on me is like, it's basically been a lie, and obviously, that's not going to end well.
No, because he knocks on the door. The very last shot, he's like, we need to talk.
But yeah, also the idea of the paternity test, of placing the paternity on the rapist, that is, dude, that is a big, giant fuck you.
That's painful for Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You know, he raised the kid as his son, and basically she's going to be like, look, he's not your son.
And he's so not your son that he's probably the rapist's son.
Yeah.
Which is just a damn. Damn.
Such a shitty move.
Mind you, again, he's not exactly a great person, but no, still, but like,
he cares for his son, and for her to be like, fuck you.
And I kind of also find it funny, he's also off the drugs, finally, because he's kind of trying to pull himself together just for the testing, which, hey.
Whatever you need, man.
Yep. That's your motivation. Now he's going to probably kick Vince Vaughn's ass or die. I have no idea how that's going to
be fun. I'm way more interested than I was because of this episode. I'm still not like, oh, yeah. I'm kind of like, all right, we'll finish it. We'll see what happens.
You're giving me another pole position. I'm able to grab on and kind of, like, I'm back on the ride a little bit.
Right.
I'm curious to see, like, if next episode continues the momentum, I'm happy.
Right.
Again, we're almost done with that.
Yeah, we are. We got 3 episodes left.
Yep. And then next week we're taking a break off of it because we're watching at least part of Mockingjay Part 1.
I imagine we're going to watch the whole thing.
Okay. Because I remember that was kind of ambiguous, so.
Yeah, it depends on what time I get home and all that jazz, but.
There won't be a True Detective next week, but the following week most likely there will be.
Probably.
Yes, because also Thanksgiving's coming up soon, too.
Yes.
Football. Which will, also football.
I mean, it's turkey and football.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we have Wipeout on Saturday. So you guys will.
Yeah.
Maybe hear about our Wipeout. It's going to be tough
because
we're going to record.
Yeah.
Because we're going to the football game on Sunday.
I think I might, because I'm also going to, I will be.
I'll be doing something Saturday night.
Saturday night I'm going to California for Disneyland, so I won't be back. So there might be a delay.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing the Avengers run, half marathon.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize, for some reason I didn't realize it was in California. I knew you were doing the run, but. Sorry, guys.
I'll meow.
I didn't realize it was in California for some reason.
Wow, that was a cute little meow.
Had to keep that one in.
Yep. But yeah, so the episode may be delayed. We'll see. I'm going to try to edit it because I would like to. I'm thinking after the wipeout race, I'm probably going to bring the recorder with us. I think we'll do at least maybe a quick show.
Really? Okay.
I would like to just knock it out so I can go back home, edit it, because I have to wait to meet up with a few people before we leave. So that's my plan. Okay. We'll see how this works out. Worst comes worst, I'm sorry if it is late. I will, at the very latest, have it posted by Tuesday.
I may or may not be working Friday night, so that would take Friday out.
I think I might be busy Friday.
Okay.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we could have done that off mic and
sorry,
guys didn't have to hear about that.
You're welcome. Talk shop.
Welcome to our world. All right. So, again, you've been listening to episode 129 of Sprague and Zig Geek. So, for Sprague and Zig Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. You are all set to rule. Oh. Too Asian?
You're too angry.
I'm so sorry.
Too angry. Too angry.
Oh, would you like the cuttlefish? Oh, the vanilla pudding. The cuttlefish?
Okay, I eat the cuttlefish.
I totally thought your shirt said cunt, and I was like, oh.
Jesus.
And I was just like, you would wear it. I mean, like, you'd be like, eh.
I really don't use cunt very often.
It's too much of a cunty phrase.
One of those words where I'm like,
eh. You could,
unless
you don't.
Unless I really, really need to use it.
Unless you really need to drive home, then you pull out the cunt.
Huh?
Drive it home. Sorry, I left it out. And then I realized as I was...
That's what I was like, what? Driving
you don't
home have to do with anything. Well, I guess I'm going to drive home. Cunt! Okay.
It's like a magical trick. And cunt! Where'd you get...
You get a cunt. And you get a cunt. And everyone gets a cunt.